And joining us this morning on XS Sport, it's the president of the Queenstown Junior Basketball Association, Brett Schultz. Hi, Brett. How are you going?
Good morning, Cameron. How are you?
Good, thank you. You've got some updates for us. I believe you've just signed up with the Jack Jumpers.
Yeah, we have. We've been negotiating with the Jack Jumpers to do some work with them, and we've confirmed this morning that on the 23rd of this month, at down at the Queenstown Stadium, we're running a clinic for the kids, starting at 4:30. We'll have the mascot of the Jack Jumper here, and one of the coaches and a couple of other people, a couple of our committee will be helping out, and they'll be giving some giveaways and stuff like that. So it'd be good to have the Jack Jumpers around here. Unfortunately, we can't get the players at the moment because they're on the COVID rules.
Yes.
And they've got a trip going to Perth, so to play the Perth Wildcats. So, yeah, but that'd be really, really good to have them here and have a presence here, and I think they're looking to do a bit more down the track. So
excellent. Good. Also, you've registered up with the Women's World Cup.
Yeah, we've got the World Cup coming up, and we've just put some information on our Facebook page if you want to be a volunteer, and that doesn't mean to say you have to be associated with basketball in general. You can be from any background, and there's a link on there that you just tab on that and it'll give you more information, and we can also help out because we're registered with them now. We can all help out with early release tickets if people want to head up to Sydney and watch the World Cup, which is a premium event, and Australia haven't had it for a long, long time. So, and that World Cup's run from September the 22nd through to October the 1st.
Yeah, no, that's great. Good news all around for that. Now, talking of good news, as far as your club is concerned, you've got a government grant, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, we went into the playing the field major grant system. It was in conjunction with the West Coast Council, give us a very, very good backgrounding on how to fill applications and stuff like that and give us a hand to do it all. We received a confirmation last week from the state government that we were successful in obtaining $378,357 to be spent on the stadium. Junior basketball's contributing some money as well, and so is the council, so it's going to bring us up over $430,000 worth of funding to spend on the stadium, and that'll be like things like a new disability access change rooms done up, new rings up, and a new floor done.
Is that pretty much overdue? Have you been looking to do that for a while?
We haven't done a good, bar the court being surfaced on and off over the years. There hasn't been a great deal of upgrades done. Yeah, there's been some solar power put on and things like that. But the change rooms and the toilets and stuff like that need to be upgraded to suit disability and elderly people now to get them in and out and get them in and out of the front door. So we're working with the council now to get some compliance stuff done, and then hopefully shortly we'll be starting a works program.
Excellent. All right. Now, locally, the season's going pretty well.
Yeah, season's going good. We've got some good numbers again. We've got about over 130, I think, registered. I haven't got the final numbers yet because we had some latecomers. But, about 130 registered between under 11 and under 15 girls and boys. And, ticking along pretty well at the moment.
And you're in need of volunteers for things such as umpiring and, you're still looking for people to join the committee, et cetera?
Yeah, always. Our committee's always open. We've got a good committee at the moment. We've got 13 on there, which is really, really good. We always just give them a little bit to do each task so we don't get overloaded with doing too much for and then driving people away. But we're always looking for umpires, and we've got the bench this year. We're trying to get parents and that on board to help out. Because we've got a new scoring system. It's just like using your mobile phone and tapping on the iPad, and everything's all recorded. We don't have to do any stats afterwards. So we're just trying to get some more people on board and help out. Yeah, but our door's always open for umpires, bench staff, committee to come on board. Yeah, always
Excellent. Welcome.
Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you for the details this morning. Thanks for joining us today on XS Sport.
No worries. Thanks, Cameron.
There we go. President of the Junior Basketball Association here in Queenstown, Brett Schultz, joining us this morning here on 7XS.